In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beat.
All right, Daily Ticker time, presented by Pelican Brewing Company. The return of warmer weather. God, how nice was it outside yesterday?
Be nice today, too.
All week. Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. We're a little frustrated here in Portland. Feel like the Blazers are maybe stuck in purgatory. Where's the next step? Where do they go? The status quo Blazers. You know one organization who has not been status quo? That is the Phoenix Suns. They'll fire your ass after about 6 weeks if they want to.
They're about to pay four coaches.
Four coaches at the same time. They might be trading stars. What the hell's going on in Phoenix? Joining us now is Brendan Kleen, at BrendanKleen14 on Twitter. He's a Locked On Phoenix Suns podcast co-host. Brendan, good morning to you. Not a surprise. Is this the first domino of many to see Budenholzer fired for maybe an offseason of fireworks?
Oh, it's absolutely the first domino of several. I mean, I think when you have a season 36-46, you underperform to the degree that the Suns did with the most expensive roster in the league and expectations sky high and an owner saying everyone in the league wants to be us and you do this. More than one person's got to kind of fall on the knife, I think. So, yeah, front office changes, at least one member of the big three. Everything is on the table for this Suns team this offseason.
I don't mean to be a jokester here. Who is in the big three of this team that's not going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, maybe that third piece is interchangeable, but in theory, on the cap sheet, you know, Bradley Beal was supposed to be that guy. But we're already talking about crazy things like buying out his $110 million here in the Valley because he can't be traded anywhere. So it's pretty ugly.
Well, they don't have a draft pick in the first round until 2032, if I'm not mistaken. What is the next move, logically, you think, for the Suns now that they have fired Bud?
Well, I think the real answer is a little bit more central to how Suns fans are feeling, which is we just got to get a vision here. I mean, we got to stop having conversations with this team every summer where how do you undo this move and which guy do you think might maybe be better under the next coach and things like that. And that just requires the owner to humble himself a little bit. You know, we have an owner here who thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, I think, a little bit too often with this stuff. And I think reality is just proven that he's not. So that's plan 1A. Find a president, find somebody that can really run this rather than having it be the owner. But as far as like practically what we're going to see, I mean, Kevin Durant's on Twitter saying goodbye to people this morning. Like he's basically agreeing with all the reporters who go on TV every day and tell us that he is as good as gone. And so I think that's what you're going to see. Maybe they hire somebody who's going to make that trade, like I said, but the big move, the big thing people will be paying attention to with this Suns team is where does Kevin Durant go and what can they get for him?
You know, it's interesting. We're talking with Brendan Kleen, who covers the Suns, Locked On Suns podcast, at Brendan Kleen on 14 on Twitter. It's funny to like kind of put yourself in the mindset of other fan bases and like, I wonder how I would feel because we're not emotionally attached to it. So it's much easier said than done when you're on the outside looking in. If I put myself in the shoes of a Suns fan, though, I feel like I would be screaming from the rooftops considering where their draft capital sits, which is essentially non-existent. You mentioned Bradley Beal. He's got a full no-trade clause, and so he's got to sign off on it. Who even wants him at that number? So you might have to buy out of that. You can get something for Durant. I think I'd be screaming from the rooftops that this needs to be a total teardown. Like, everybody's available. Devin Booker can net you a lot. You can recoup some draft picks because you're in a climate in which you've always essentially had the ability to sign free agents. It's not a toxic place for people to go. People want to go live in Scottsdale and Phoenix and go play down there. Do you think Suns fans agree with that thought, or are they clinging to some semblance of, we kind of shuffle around Durant, maybe buy out Beal, we can still build a winner around Devin Booker?
I think the one way you can convince yourself that keeping Booker around is still the right thing to do is that he's under contract for a long time. So you're not under the pressure, and he's up for another extension already this summer. So you're not under the pressure of you got to do it in 1-2 years, right? Like, you have some leeway, and he's only 28 years old. Like, that's not young, but it's not the end of his career or even the end of his prime yet. So I would say the majority of Suns fans are still under the path of, hey, let's see how you can kind of reset this thing, give it a 1-2, maybe 3 years. Like you said, whether it's a trade or free agency, this is a desirable place. Like, even this season when things were falling apart, Jimmy Butler couldn't shut up about how much he wanted to be here, right? So, like, that in and of itself, I think, kind of proves it. But, yeah, I mean, I think the fear is, though, I mean, and you guys know this well, we've already been bringing up the example of Damian Lillard's last few seasons here in the Valley, right, where it's like, how do you thread that needle where you don't hang on too long? And I think both player and management at sometimes, I think with these situations like what Dame went through, you look back and you kind of regret it, like you were just treading water. So yeah. I think that's what the Suns need to avoid, is you got to have a plan of what that reset's going to look like, and how do you get that second star back on this team if you decide to trade him? And that's Kevin Durant right now. Who's the next one going to be? You got to have an idea of what you're doing to get back there. Otherwise, it's just keeping it together for the sake of keeping it together.
There was some indications yesterday locally that Chauncey and the Blazers may have gotten an agreement with Chauncey because they were worried that Phoenix was sniffing around to get Chauncey. Any intel on the Suns' real interest of Chauncey Billups being their next coach?
No, I mean, look, I'm not the best intel guy, and this franchise is pretty tight-lipped on this stuff, but there were rumors last summer that was the case, and I'll just tell you that, you know, the Suns whiffed, I think, in large part on their coaching the past 2 years because they didn't listen to Devin Booker enough. And 2 years ago, it was Kevin Young, a guy who was an assistant here, and now people are probably hearing his name in the NCAA tournament, you know, turning BYU into a powerhouse, getting the number one recruit. They lost him because they didn't hire him. Chauncey Billups was, you know, depending on where you were looking, the guy that Suns players, maybe Kevin Durant as well, might have wanted here. I'm not saying he would have been the difference between this thing looking incredibly better, but I think there's something to be said for, if you want, you know, relationships to work in the organization, you got to hire based on relationships instead of, you know, plucking guys who have won championships before and might have that kind of pedigree, which is what the Suns did with Frank Vogel and Mike Budenholzer. So I do think Billups would have been a very much in their crosshairs if he had been available when they went out and started doing their search this summer.
Just speaking for this Blazer fan, go ahead and have him if you want him. He can be yours.
Just signed him. So
oh, that's
not,
right. Damn it.
That's funny, right? It's like the grass is always greener. One fan base is and your coach, and then the fan base who has him wants someone else. It's always how it goes.
That's the way it works in the NBA.
Is there a real indicator for you, Brendan, that this is finally the – because Ishbia, I think the one thing I would say about Ishbia as a compliment is – he obviously cares, right? Maybe he's caring a little too much, or he's way, as you mentioned, too hands-on, dictating too much stuff. Is this maybe the final, okay, I got to trade Kevin Durant. I've been stuck with this Beal thing. That was a mistake. Booker's not happy, but he wants to stay here. I fired another coach. Like, I'm gonna pay four coaches, three of which won't even coach. Like, is this the final maybe wake-up call, I guess, for Ishbia to get some organization in his life and maybe hire and trust the right people?
Yeah, you'd hope so, right? And I think that's one of the main other reasons that I don't think that they're at the point where they would be open to trading Booker, is that's just kind of the ultimate egg on your face, right? It's like, at that point, you're not too different from where Dallas is at. You know, if you really tear it down that fast, I know you would be getting assets and things, and the Luka trade was an abomination, but to get rid of this cornerstone guy on top of all the other mistakes you made, you just can't do that. So I think that he's stopping short of going there. And I mean, as far as like the sign of change or anything, we haven't heard him speak after this season yet. I mean, you know, we're only 2 days after here, but he, you know, made unfortunate headlines for himself that I already joked about a minute ago last year when he spoke, saying everyone would want to be us still, you know. And I think the tune that he strikes with his comments this week, if he does kind of talk about things, is going to be the indicator, because he's the ultimate. I mean, if anybody's ever heard or seen an interview with this dude, it's a mile a minute talking, confidence to the you know what. Like, it is all in everything, the same way that he's run this team. But if he's a little bit more measured and humble, I think that will go a long way to Suns fans at least feeling like, hey, maybe he realizes the error of his ways. Now, there's no going back, but at least that might help things going forward.
Interesting. Great stuff. Brendan Kleen is his name. He's covering the Suns. Locked On Suns podcast, at Brendan Kleen on 14 on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Thanks for the time, man, in Portland. I'm sure it's going to be an eventful offseason. Maybe we check in a few more times, depending on how many of those star players end up getting traded. Appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, enjoy Chimani Kamara, you guys.